Today the 13th, 14th, 15th, Thursday the 5th, Sunday the 15th of November, 1970, Sunday the 15th of November, 1970, I'm getting it ready for Cookie in case he comes, getting it ready for Cookie in case he comes. Mamu and Fave just, I heard him going out the front lane at Sunday school. I called Helen and said not to, to just tell Cookie the first time he comes over here. But it doesn't matter when he comes, bring his trailer, and we'll load up one of these tractors for him to work on up there before he gets bogged down in a whole lot of business. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Over. Beginning of Channel 2 Over. Trouble is, I'm just not used to working my muscles. So.
I'll tell you what we'll do, we'll just give Cookie a can of these peaches so that I hear you like peaches.
Yeah.
I get up sometimes at night, need a whole can.
Take them home.
All right.
Yeah.
Sit there and eat these peaches.
Yeah, I get up at night sometimes. I wake up and I got a craving for something sweet, you know.
Well. Oh, it's nice to have a.
Well, I don't know how you all did that.
I don't either.
I tried to watch
you. Yeah.
Oh, when I get back, when I bring it back, it'll be drive it right up on there, no sweat.
Oh man. Well, it's just like you said, it's just them hubs.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna fix my truck. To where I can back it up to the ditch, back it in a ditch, and back right up there and set the disc harrows right on top of it.
Yeah.
Or the plows, or
yeah.
Whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Whatever you can pick up, you can
yeah.
Set it on the truck.
Yeah.
And hook your trailer and back in the ditch and roll your tractor on and go on about your business.
About your business. Oh, that'll make it mobile.
I'm gonna make a flat platform body on my pickup truck.
Yeah. The reason I call Helen, you know, I just remind you, is, you know, while you got a little slack down there, I'm just afraid, you know, they'll start rushing you and you won't have any time.
I ain't gonna let them do that, guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Turn your chair around so I can hear you.
Yeah.
I had to buy me a bumper jack for the shop.
Yeah.
Cost me $66.
66?
Yes, sir.
Did you have to have one of them big ones?
I had to have one that I could pick up the whole front end with, see.
Oh, that heavy stuff?
Yeah.
If you need to.
Okay.
Oh,
cost me $66.
Yeah.
I paid for that out of my profits last week.
Oh, you did?
I bought groceries, was $38 and some few odd cents. I paid for that.
Yeah.
And Laura burned three tanks of gas in that Dodge. I paid for that. I burnt one tank in my pickup. I paid for that. And Helen had to have a pair of shoes. I bought her a pair of shoes. So what else was she want? Yeah, I paid the telephone bill, and I paid the light bill. Was $30.48 was the light bill, and the telephone bill was $15.21. I paid that.
Wait a minute. Tell Mama to come on in. She likes this.
And I've got enough money to pay for the gas in the morning.
How did that burn? I don't tell you that.
I don't either. I'm amazed. I don't see how in the world I done it, guy. I don't. But every little bit helps. Every quart of oil I sell is 35 cents.
Yeah.
And them grease jobs is clear money.
Yeah.
I make over $2 on an oil filter.
Gosh, Chickie, you did better than you did last week, looks like.
I did. I pumped, I make 4 cents on a gallon of gas.
Come in, Matthew.
Well, good afternoon. What time is it?
Matthew, you need to eat some peaches and some cheese.
And, I ain't worked hard. I ain't pushed nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't pushed a thing.
And you got nobody breathing down your neck.
That's right. I ain't got nobody to aggravate me.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody to aggravate me. Nobody at all. If a customer comes in and gives me any lip, I'll say, well, look here, neighbor, there's a station right down the street there waiting for you.
Well, there ain't anybody going to give you any lip.
No, because it's like one lady came in yesterday. She said, well, Cookie, she says, how come your gas went out?
Now, pour that out. Just pour,
I said,
just pour that juice in there.
Lady, that's beyond my control. I said, this is a company-owned station.
Yeah.
I could control it a little bit, but the more I sell, the more the price goes up, the more money I make, see?
Yeah.
So, she said, well, it don't seem fair. I said, well, why? Why doesn't it seem fair to you? She said, well, she said, up the street they went up to 31.9 on regular. I come down here and you went up to 31.9. I said, well, now, lady, I can't governor that.
Yeah.
I said, when they go up, I'm going to go up. When they go down, I'll be right with them.
Yeah.
If not, just a little bit under them.
She's trying to get you there.
That's what I meant, too.
Yeah. She kind of likes the gas war, Cookie.
Well, I can see her point. She's a college student. She got the pinch pennies.
Oh, yes.
It's like one little gal came in there. She said, give me 50 cents worth. Regular. She had a Volkswagen with 50 cents, and a Volkswagen is not bad. But whenever they pull in a big car, like an Oldsmobile or a Cadillac, and want 50 cents worth, well, I can laugh in her face.
Well, I didn't know anybody did that.
They do. But she only had 48 cents. That's all the money that poor kid had. I'm not exaggerating. She had 48 cents. She said, I'm sorry, but I just got 48 cents. I said, that's all right. That's all right. I give her the 2 cents, and she went on down about her business. She said, I'll have some money from Daddy this weekend. Well, she had some money from Daddy because she come in yesterday evening, and that was Friday, and she came in yesterday evening and filled that VW up.
Yeah.
And give me my 2 cents. That's true.
Yeah, but it was all pleasant, Cookie.
That's right, it's all pleasant. I'd give her the 2 cents.
Yeah.
For the, she was honest about it. She thought she had more money and more change in her purse than what she did have.
Yeah. But you, she wasn't jumping you, and you wasn't jumping her.
That's right.
I think that is.
That's right. I thanked her for it, and well, she's going to bring her Volkswagen back for me to tune it up now.
That's the way to do business.
Mm-hmm. Treat people like you want them to treat you. And if you want them to treat you rough, well, get rough with them. And then expect to get somebody to get rough with you.
Yeah.
That's what'll happen.
Now, she's the one in that little Volkswagen that parked it there.
No. That's a Triumph.
Oh, yeah.
But she's real nice. She don't wear her she's common. She must be from country folks. Because she don't wear her hair down her eyes. She keeps it up out of her eyes. Pleasant.
Yeah.
She don't wear short dresses. she's just a pleasant kid, that's all.
Yes, that's the kind I'd love to have for a customer.
That's right. Well, not getting rough with her on the ground of 2 cents, lots of people would have jumped all over for 2 cents. I ain't cut out like that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Now, I've got 2 tune-ups to do tomorrow. I'll make about $15 on each one of them. Clear money. That's more than I'd make if I was working at Brazington. And that's all my money.
Yeah.
I don't have to give nobody half of it. Well, I can do them in an hour and a half in the morning and drift the rest of the day. I can.
Hell, that's a nice place right there to drift. You got the best view along there.
Yeah.
And if you want to call up your friends, you can.
Yeah, sat there with my feet propped up.
Yeah.
I ain't joking.
Yes. You can sit behind the desk and look at that telephone. Somebody think you're an office man.
No, and then I know I'm going to get my light bill every month. That's all I got to pay, my light bill and telephone bill. A little gal had the Triumph there. She paid me $5 a month to park it there.
She
well,
did.
That ain't in the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, the matter, it's a benefit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she can park it out next to the street out there, between the light pole and the end of the pavement. Well, nobody else can't pull up in there with a long car and park.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So
yeah.
That leaves me space for my customers' mm-hmm. cars that I'm working on. When I get done with them, I can pull them around and park them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She don't know it, but she's doing me a benefit and paying me too.
Well, now, how about that? Yeah.
And that boy's got that desk in there, you know, back there in the corner.
Yeah.
He pays me $35 a month.
And I saw him in there the other morning, and he wasn't saying a word.
That's right. He don't bother you.
Just
he brings me business.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's got a desk in there.
He's got a desk in there. That back desk, that belongs to him, see? And he works on battery chargers.
Oh.
And those batteries are sitting in the window. I've got them in there through him on consignment. And every one of them I sell, I make $9 on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Well, what rent do you pay, Cookie? Do you pay rent?
I don't pay none.
Oh, you don't have to pay rent.
Not if I pump 5,000 gallons a month, I won't have to pay no rent. If I don't pump 5,000, I've got to pay him $25.
Oh, that's it.
So there's no... there's no question, but I've done pumped about 3,300 gallons this month
mm-hmm.
already. Well, I got the bigger half of it to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the dragster starts pulling out of tomorrow, I'm going to pump some gasoline.
Well, now, how does that work, Cookie?
Them dragsters?
You get the business.
I'm cheaper than the rest of them because I sell high test a nickel cheaper on the gallon than the other stations do.
Yeah.
And that's
mm-hmm.
why they'll come over and buy gas from me and save a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
You take lots of them and them big trucks will buy 100 gallons.
Oh, they will.
You got 250 gallon tanks, one on each side of that truck. They'll buy 100 gallons or
is
more.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, the drag race will help you then, maybe.
Give me 4 gallons, and give me 4 trucks tomorrow, and I'll pump. Just give me 4 of them dragsters, and they're cars that follow, because that's the way they do. They got 3 or 4 cars that follow them. And I'll pump 1,000 gallon before noon in the morning.
Oh, they do have.
Oh, yeah. They got a pickup truck that hauls their mechanic.
I'm going to get another check.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what percent of your gas goes to the company? I can see on it. Some percent.
I'll make 4 cents on the gallon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The rest of it goes to the company.
And the rest of it goes to the
company.
That's
right.
I see.
That's where they get their rent.
Mm-hmm. That's where they get their rent.
That money, yeah. And you have to pump 5,000 for the month of 5,000. Yeah.
If I don't, well, I've got to pay him $25 for
that's
my
not
car.
Bad.
Yeah.
You can't rent no place for $25 to work.
You can Yeah. Well, look at it. Sounds good. I'll tell you. It's kind of happy for you.
That's sort of shaping up, I'd say. What's called over here? Old Aaron, when he had that shell station over there, he is always talking about how much rent he had to pay. How much gas he had to pump in order to pay that rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what his arrangement was, but it pushed him. And he sold a lot, too. He sold more than anybody else around this country.
Well, if you've got an arrangement like that, that's
Yeah, that looks nice.
Well, see, I don't have to keep no record of the gasoline. They do all that.
Yeah.
But every Monday they take a record of how much gasoline I pump. I turn the money over to them.
Less your 4 cents a gallon.
That's right, less my 4 cents a gallon. And all the oil is profit, because I pay for it. I buy it and pay for it.
Oh.
And that is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because there's no meter for that.
That's right. And the oil filters, they're mine. I bought and paid for them. And I can get a tune-up for an automobile in 10 minutes from the time I call for it. They got my plugs, points, and condenser. Whatever I need, they got it right there for me.
Well, that's sure better than having to stock up on everything.
Yeah. Let their money lay there and mold. I ain't gonna put mine on the bench, and there ain't no interest on your money laying on the bench.
Well, now these drag people, I don't understand that, Cookie. Who are they, and how much? Where do they come from, and all?
They've come from all over the world here. They've got one dragster there from Japan. Yeah.
Well, now, do they drive those cars around? They got to take them on a truck?
They got them on a truck. They haul them on a truck. They got some of them cars that'll cost them $150 to drive it around the racetrack one time. The fuel. Mm-hmm. Sure will. Hmm. It's some kind of... it's atomic fuel or something like that. I don't know what kind it is. But it costs them $150 to make one lap around that drag strip. I couldn't afford to run one very far like that.
I can see why they'd want to save a nickel
a gallon on gasoline. That's right. And they've all got big trucks. Got them trailers. Big heavy cars pulling them trailers. I saw one fella come in there. He had a big square tank. I'd say it'd hold 100 gallons of gasoline. And he had it mounted on the front of his trailer where he had his dragster on. And he was pulling a trailer with a Pontiac, about a 66 Pontiac station wagon. And had a flexible line running in to his station wagon, see, from that gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
That way he could just keep motivating. He wouldn't have to stop for gasoline. Because if Pontiac tank only holds 23 gallons,
yeah,
and pulling that heavy load behind it, he wouldn't get more than 5 or 6 miles of a gallon, see?
Good Lord.
Well, he could put that 100-gallon tank up there and fill it up, and he could go a pretty good ways.
Mm-hmm.
Say 600 miles without having to refuel again.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd have to refuel about every 150 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see their point.
Yeah.
And 100 gallons, they save $5.
Yeah.
A nickel a gallon, they save $5.
Yeah. Much as they travel, that adds up.
Like they're going back to California. That sure add up over a period of 2,000 miles. Yeah.
Well, now there was one of them big tractor trailers over there in front of you there at that hotel.
Uh huh.
For a while.
That's right. He's still over there. He came over yesterday afternoon and talked to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's where I got my information, see.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna gas up in the morning when he pulls out. He asked me what time I'd be there. He wanted to gas up. So I know I'm going to sell 100 gallon tomorrow. I know that.
Yeah. And then there'll be a car or two to go along with him.
That's right. His wife's driving a car and his mechanic's driving a pickup. So they'll pull in behind me, see? Behind him.
Yeah, Cookie, that's big business. Operating those drag cars, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Some of them got $20,000 tied up in that car alone. That dragster alone.
Yeah.
$20,000. Think of it.
And they got to have a mechanic that knows his business.
Yes, sir.
All his whole time.
That's right.
But they can't run if it rains, if it's wet.
Hmm.
About 200 miles an hour, whatever it is.
That one fellow across from me, they've got two Dodge Hemi engines. And that dragster he's got on that truck with a drop floating clutch on his second engine. He says when he gets to 165 miles an hour on his front engine, well, his back engine will drop in. And he told me he could clock over 320 mile an hour on that dragster. 320 mile an hour. That's moving on the ground.
I just think about it. That's moving on in the air in my estimation.
What are the premiums? How much do they get if they win? Is it real half-ass and lack of money?
They had $150,000 at stake for this race.
Mm.
So it's worth getting out there, I guess.
It costs something to get ready for it.
Now, the auto manufacturers are behind all that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. General Motors is behind the ones that run General Motors engines, and Chrysler Corporation is behind the ones that run Chrysler, Dodge, and Plymouth engines.
Yeah.
I believe the Chrysler and Dodge is going to clean house this time.
Oh.
I sure do. I hope so. Sure hope so.
Cody, did you see my little Daisy pump?
My goodness.
That takes you back, don't it?
Yeah. You have to scare the birds off with, huh?
See that?
Yeah.
That one little hole.
What, the blackbirds?
I don't mind a few of them, you know, but they'll come down covered.
Yeah, they come and go and swarms.
And there won't be anything left.
Well, yeah, the kids put their thing up out in the yard where they could watch the birds. Mm-hmm. They didn't get it in deep enough, and there was so many birds piled on it, they broke it down.
Now, is that the kind you grew up with?
I never grew up with one, guy.
You just used a regular shotgun.
When I got big enough to shoot a gun, I shot Daddy's old shotgun,
yeah. The
one I've got at home now.
Yeah.
I never had a toy gun or a gun like that. Never in my life. And to this day, Frank's grandpa got him some toy guns. I don't allow it, see.
Uh-huh.
Guns made to kill people with.
Yeah. Oh yeah, these things are dangerous.
And it's in the Helen's got it in the cedar chest now. It just looks like brand new.
Is that right?
It's holsters and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And I think that's right.
And he never did get him no more toy guns. Never no more toy guns. Mm-hmm. I got my pistol out, and I keep it with me all the time.
I don't know. We used to have an air rifle, just right common. And it was all Daisy that I remember. And they didn't pump exactly like this. Now, I remember one fella had a plunger in the front, you know, that you could keep on pumping up.
Yeah.
And get a lot more power than you see this one pump at once.
Yeah.
That's why I don't guess it will.
That's what they call the air pistol. Air rifle.
Air rifle.
That's right, air rifle.
Yeah.
The more you pumped up while you pump more air in that chamber while the harder the bullet would hit.
Now, these are little soft bullets, as far as I know. I think they are. And I don't know how much damage they do.
They put your eye out.
They put your eye out.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you hit you in the wrong place, it might cause you trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe we're on our way. We got this hauling going on. That's held us up.
Yeah.
Now we get that going, and I believe we'll make it. Can you put in rye or something over there where you are?
Yeah. Sure can. I like to plant about 4 acres of millet.
How much space you got to plant?
6 acres in that one field, and then I've got about 1.5 acres behind my house there that I can plant.
Lord help us. You'd be independent.
Yeah.
Except you just don't have any of this equipment over there.
That's right. Nothing to have.
Or you just can't get it all done one time. You know, when I look back at it, I'm amazed how much actually we done last year, considering everything.
Well.
Cookie, I told... Faye and Mamo, but they didn't believe me, or at least they didn't get the full force out of it, about Alvin's Tanya. Tell them about that.
Alvin turned him out in his big pasture, and he started around the fence and got around to another man, one of Alvin's joining neighbors, and he had a stallion.
Uh-oh.
So the other man stayed and started fighting, and Alvin's horse, I guess he's just like I am. You can just push him so far and he's going to kick back. So he got in the fence, and the other man called the sheriff and come and picked Alvin's horse up and put him in jail. And Alvin had to go get him out of jail on Monday morning. Yeah.
Fine,
Cookie? Sure did.
And it cost him?
It's going to cost him $100.
Fine?
$100 fine for letting his horse tear his own fence down. And get out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just across that, his little old fence wasn't any count much now.
Wasn't no count anyway. That's right.
Well, what do you do with the other horse?
He just eat him up.
He did.
He just eat him up. He just tore all the pieces. Just, he just is skinned all over, more than anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. He didn't kill him, he just...
No, but he just skinned him up. Bit him and everything, you know.
Did anybody see it?
No, it happened after night. They heard the fuss and went out. Alan's neighbor did, heard the fuss and went out. And they had, his horse was already laying down. He'd give up and was laying down. And Alan's horse was standing out there in the yard. He just walked up and got a hold of Alan's horse, the halter on Alan's horse, and tied him up and called the sheriff. And they come out and picked him up, took him to jail.
Well, I was wondering how he was caught. That
Alan's horse was real gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Alvin, for an honest fella and neighborly fella, it seemed like he just, things are not going his way.
Well, he takes too much for granted. By that, I mean, he turns his horse out. If there's one strand of barbed wire out there, he's going to think that horse knows enough not to get out. It's just one strand of barbed wire. Well, anybody with common sense knows that if a horse sees something on the other side, if there ain't nothing, enough there to protect him to keep him from going over, he's going to go and get it. My horse, your horse, or anybody else's horse is going to do that. Some horses is worse than others.
Yeah.
And by him being a stallion, why, they are worse.
Do things like this happen to Alvin?
Yeah. He lost, one of his sows lost a whole litter of pigs last week, too.
Hmm.
A whole litter. Well, I'm going to tell you, he didn't take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take no, he just ain't got no place to take care of him. You turn him out in the woods and you can't expect nothing else.
Mm.
You can't expect nothing else.
Well, you mean they're just not free and fair out there in the woods?
Out there in about 20 acres of woodland.
They didn't do that when you was growing up, did they?
No. Not at my home. No, sir. We had a special pen for our brood sows, and we had a regular farrowing pen that we put them in.
Well, they couldn't roll over on them.
That's right. With safety rails around it. Well, they couldn't mash him. Because you take a hog out here in the woods and under a brace heap, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised. I'll be honest with you, I'm not surprised.
Well, Cookie, how did you figure that Alvin would make a good partner over here?
I hadn't. I took his word for a lot of things. He told me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He told me the truth. But I had never looked over his place out there to see how, what kind of environment he was living in. And how he took care of his stock or anything. I never paid much attention to it until after he got those cows shot.
Oh, really?
And then I started looking around.
I see. You just hadn't paid attention to it.
That's right. And I opened my eyes and I seen too much. He's a good man.
Sure.
Alvin's a good man.
Well, he talks so curious. I mean, he talks but he don't act. That's all I had to go on. I mean, I never saw him, you know, do anything questionable.
Well, now, Alvin has got other than his own family, he's got, see, his dad lives close to him there.
Yeah.
And Alvin's got a, he's got a load on his mind, other than his own family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't put up with it. I couldn't. I just couldn't stand it. I couldn't put up with it.
Oh, you mean he got that much?
Yeah.
And he got right smart with his own family, the way they...
That old, that girl of his, oh, she's something else.
You just never know what bothers a man.
She's something else. They bought her an automobile. Good automobile. She'll go to Sunday school. She'll leave before Sunday school's over with. And they never see her in a mortal around 10 o'clock Sunday night.
Mm.
They don't know where she's at a bit more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And she works the first night in the bank and games will make good money.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She's one of the secretary there in First National Bank.
Oh. Gee whiz.
And them boys is so reckless. Frank got to where he just won't want to go there no more.
They just helter-skelter. They go in all directions.
That's right. Alvin will correct one, and I hate to say this, but his wife will jump on him for correcting. She can correct one, and he'll say, "Now you shouldn't have done that." So I've got no respect for the family like that. When I correct one of mine, ain't a word said. And if Alvin corrects one of them, ain't one thing I'll say. You just didn't correct him hard enough. She's too easy on him. I haven't quit pranking over 3 years. And he remembers that last one I give him.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You give him something to remember.
That's right. There ain't no use going out there and petting one.
That's right, it's good.
There may be something we can work along with Alvin on. When I don't know how to take a fella, that's my trouble.
Well, I'll tell you, guy, what I think. I think you'll agree with me. When we started in the hay, if we had some more help, we could get it up quicker.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more equipment.
A little bit more equipment, that's right.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And I think he'll go when his wife gets back to work. That's one thing that's got Alvin worried. He can't make enough money on his present job for him to live up to the standards that they were living before his wife quit work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
See, she was making $500 a month.
Yeah.
Well, you just subtract $500 a month from the household right quick, and it hurts.
Yeah. And you get used to all that, see.
That's right.
And put a new baby in besides.
That's right. So, I think when she gets back to work, Alvin can settle down and think. He'll go his part on fertilizer. But I don't want to, if he works in the field, I'm going to just be very firm, and I'm not going to have it. There's one thing I'm not going to put up with, and that's them boys are running all over everything. I won't put up with it. You won't put up with it. We ain't going to start it, and we won't have to stop it.
No, that's a nuisance. Once that gets started, you just dread to see them coming. Anybody like that.
So, when we're working the hay, him and Johnny can come down here. That's all big enough to lift a bale of hay anyway.
That's right. That's right.
I'll put Laura and Frank out there. They're big enough to lift a bale of hay. And the rest of them can stay out.
Yeah.
Stay out of the way.
Yeah. They can come over and play a little later.
That's right.
I think that's right.
It's
so much danger out there. One of them might fall off a wagon and get hurt.
It's not something to play in.
No, definitely not. That's right.
I don't remember. When you was growing up, it was right good and while before you got out there with them in the hay, Cookie.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And the children didn't come around the hay. They stayed away out away from
them. That's right. That's right.
There's just too many things for the kid to knock them back there to hurt them.
Well, you know it's 20 minutes after 1.
Yes. Yeah.
25 minutes after 1.
Good night.
I'd go tag some company up from Orlando.
My goodness. Are you company?
Well, I was going to give you a piece of cake.
I better run along. Better run along.
Yes, sir.
And, I ain't gonna try that traffic today with that tractor. I'm gonna try there. I'm gonna wait till in the morning. And go in there early when there ain't no traffic.
Yeah. How early have to go to beat the traffic?
I'll be home 7:15 and be in there by before the traffic gets heavy.
Yeah.
You better get in there early in the morning before the drags just come in there.
No, they won't get up till 9:00.
I guess that's right.
Well, we enjoyed the visit, Cookie.
Sorry, I did, Cookie. Mm-hmm. Say hello to the family. Well, they might run over at the wall.
Well, that's the end of our talk. That's the end of our talk. It's a good bit of difference now that he's working for himself and putting in all that time, 6 days a week. He stays there until 6:00, gets down there at 7:00. He's not out on the country now, going to an auction, building a cattle frame for somebody on the side, and working till midnight. He has to get in. He has to be there. Yes, that's prompt. He can't. He simply got to be there every day, 6 days a week. So, we just see it happen. Now, he brought his, he just got around to it now, and I telephoned him this morning about 9:00 before he could get off, and told Helen to remind him, first time he came this way, to bring that four-wheel trailer so we could haul one of these tractors in before he got flooded with work up at the Bay Station. I said, it don't matter when he comes, just any time he happens to come. And I asked him as soon as he got here what Helen said. And I told her, I said it again. I wasn't in a hurry. I just remind you, whenever you do come, have the time to come. Well, anyhow, he enjoyed it. Well, the first thing, we tried to crank up this tractor, and I knew it wasn't working right. It wasn't firing, see. That 8-volt battery he put in really made it spin. Wasn't firing. So we went out and brought the cows out, my new system. I took them about 3 bales of hay, and we went out there in the flats pasture and put it out and called them. They came. I didn't know whether they'd come or not. They've been coming slower and slower, but a few of them came on and right slowly, and the rest of them lingered, but we gave them time, and they were all headed that way. So they stopped in the little oats and rye, where the rye is outgrowing the oats down below, and they don't like the taste of rye so well, especially that size, but it's good and fresh still. They lingered, but they headed this way, and finally it all came, Ms. 24 and Ms. 18, the last ones. And then I went on out when we, that was nice back there, and made you wish you was a cow, and envy the cows. They're the ones that place is for. Well, after we talk, Faye gave him a cookie something to eat. This time he had them peaches and some stuff to eat, so he had lunch. I went on out with him, and he showed me how he was going to change that trailer so we could drive the tractor up on there. Now the hubcaps all hit the frame. He's just going to cut that frame off down below the hubcaps so he can drive the tractors on in there. Very simple system. And he'll have it up there where he can do it. And now, you see, he's got an acre and a half of his own field, 6 acres next to him that he can use, and he can put in a crop up there, rye and millet. So things are looking up pretty well. Now, this is Channel 2 over around 6:15. Channel 2 over around 6:15, and this is Sunday after Valentine's. Friday the 13th, yesterday was the 14th Valentine's, and today is Sunday the 15th of February, 1970. 15th of February, 1970. This is Channel 2 over 6:15.